What was your first impression of the McNeil family?
My first impression was Jonathan, who was a great student and a mediocre soccer player.
That's true.
I would have first had him his sophomore year, so 2000, and the McNeil parents will have attended their final open house here in the spring of 2014. So 14 years of McNeil's in my classroom and those poor parents sitting through my open house.
What I really appreciate about what you've been able to do with me is that you kind of like treat me as Cameron and not my like a McNeil. And I think that, you know, a lot of other teachers usually treat me as a McNeil, not a Cameron. So how am I different from my older siblings?
Well, you're so much smarter, first of all.
Obviously.
Your sister was a tremendous athlete. Your older brother was a great leader. Your second brother, Matt, was the kind of kid that everybody liked. And what you have is an ability to work with all kinds of kids respectfully, to have fun. They do what you ask them to do. It's a great thing to see.
It's really hard because all my siblings, you know, they're all going to be doctors before I graduate high school, which is ridiculous. And so, you know, it's hard to try to measure up to them all the time.
Every kid is different, even in a family, even in a strong, close family like your family. You know, what you all have in common is that you were all great students. Your brother had edited the paper and received a Moorhead at Carolina. And now, 14 years later, you're the head editor and you've got a Moorhead from Carolina. I think it's a pretty sweet circle.
I don't know if I'm not really trying to follow his footsteps, but I think that it's definitely an offer that I won't be able to refuse.
Yeah, I don't think you're following Jonathan. I think you're just taking a great path that he's already walked down.
So who's your favorite McNeil?
You can't choose. How could I choose a favorite? Every one of you has been special. You've each been a head editor of the newspaper. You've each been a top student in calculus. You've each lost to me in the NCAA basketball tournament challenge. I can't distinguish between those, except I like collecting money from you all at the end.
I definitely think the McNeils will miss you, because every time, you know, when we sit around the dinner table, we always talk about, you know, how you're everybody's favorite teacher, even though we're all different people. You've always been Matthew, Jenna, Jonathan, me, everybody's favorite teacher. I think that's really impressive, definitely.
Well, it's very humbling. I'll miss having the McNeil family. I'll miss your family. I'll miss your parents. I'll miss the leadership. The paper will go on without McNeils, but it's been a great run, and it's been a lot of fun, and I will miss that.